Unit 17. Disabilities. Listening. 1. Listen to John talking about his life in Part 1 and answer the questions below.
John is 15 and is in a wheelchair. He can't move his legs at all. Despite his disability, John is able to live a more or less normal life. Now, listen to John talking about his life at home.
Getting out of bed in the morning is difficult for everyone, I think. Nobody wants to get up and leave a comfortable bed, really. For me, getting out of bed is even more difficult. In fact, if I didn't have someone to help me, I might not be able to get out of bed at all. My mom or dad has to help me. They help me get dressed and lift me into my wheelchair. Oh, I do know how to put on my clothes, but it takes much longer if I do it myself. Once I am in my wheelchair, I can get around and do whatever I want. Of course, some places are difficult to get to when you're in a wheelchair. Our house used to be pretty bad. The doors were too narrow, and all the desks, tables, and shelves were too high. Now, my parents have rebuilt the house, so it's easier for me to take care of myself. We moved the shelves so I could get stuff from the cupboards, and my dad and I built a box I can roll onto when I want to cook in the kitchen. We also put some boards over the stairs in front of our house so that I can come and go as I please.
2. Listen to Part 2 and tick the obstacles that John mentions and explain why they make his life difficult.
John is telling you about his life outside his house.
Outside my house, it is more difficult to get around. People just don't think about wheelchairs when they build houses in cities. For example, most streets have a high sidewalk, so it's almost impossible for me to cross the street. My school is okay, but there is no elevator, so I can't get to the second floor. When I go shopping, there are always lots of problems. How do you ride an escalator in a wheelchair? There are some stores I can't even get into, because you have to climb up a few stairs to get in. And don't even mention fast food restaurants. Most of them have small plastic seats that you can't move, so there's no place for me to put my wheelchair. At least the park in my neighborhood is easy to get into. My friends talk to the people at the park, and I can now go there to play basketball and hang out with my friends. Oh, are you surprised to hear that I play basketball? I play soccer too. The next time you're in my town, we can play some basketball. We'll see who's the best player.